気をつけて。
What I will say is we've had some really hard penalty decisions that we've had to accept this year. I watch it back, looking at the reaction of the Inverness players, are always going to, you know, want the penalty kick. But as I say, it's a sore one for us to take.
It didn't look as if either side were going to win the game, to be quite blunt, did it?
I think the first 10 minutes was, you know, Inverness very much put us under pressure with looking, going into Jordan White, and then had the three players playing in behind with quality. I thought we then coped with that. We're going through a wee spell now where confidence is maybe taking a bit of a hit. And I felt that without playing, you know, I'm not saying we played great football or that, but we turned the game, we had more crosses into the box that we've been working on. That never come to anything. We've had plenty of set plays that we have to turn into goals as well. We have to start scoring from them. And as I say, the second half, it was a 50-50 game with nothing in it, and we're bitterly disappointed that, you know, we've lost the game to a late penalty.
John said that he
thought
0-0 would have been a fair result. You agree with that?
In terms of crosses going in the box, you know, we probably had more efforts at goal today, so... As I say, it's not like we've played amazing football today and cut them open, but thinking back on the game, I thought we put in enough crosses and tried to create enough chances to win the game. And as I say, sometimes it goes against you. We fought to the bitter end. I can't fault the players in terms of their effort and their commitment to it. And as I say, it's just bitterly disappointing. It's another penalty decision that's went against us.
When you say confidence, Steve, do you mean are the players not showing for the ball at times, or not being brave in the ball?
No, today it's... last week we played narrow, and I'm not going to harp on about all the games over the season, but last week we played narrow the first half, and, you know, there was no width to us. That doesn't mean that people aren't showing for the ball. You know, Alloa sat deep against us last week, and there was very little space to get in behind. Today, you know, Inverness were... You know, they're a physical side. They've got good players in there, but in terms of commitment and effort to try and get on the ball, I don't think the finger can be pointed at us today for that.
The table obviously doesn't make for good
now that
you're at the bottom. It's a spell you just need to try and get through.
No, it is. And look, we're missing a couple of key players, and it would be great for the squad to have the boys back, but it isn't. And I'd be more concerned if I felt that, like, there was a lack of effort and a lack of commitment. It was a very difficult game against a side that Robbo's put together over a number of years, and as I say, we put in enough crosses and set plays today that we should be scoring more goals.
Looks like another injury in a defensive area.
Yeah, Josh, to what extent I'm not sure. He's come off with a calf injury. Hopefully, you know, it's not going to be a longer term one, but it'll test us if that's the case.
And you obviously felt that Cammy Gill did enough last week to keep his place for this week in a starting.
No, I've said that when Cammy signed his deal that it was a case of him and Ryan fighting for the number one jersey. It wasn't a case of Cammy getting the game because it was the cup last week. I felt he was deserving of his chance, and, you know, I'm disappointed for Cammy today because it would have meant a lot for him getting a clean sheet, as I am for the rest of the boys and the club as a whole.
Thank you, Stephen.
Cheers.